Three Fundamentals of Being an Attractive Motherfucker by Max Jenker. Getting back with your ex is much easier if you're an attractive motherfucker worth coming back to. Someone who has his shit together and life handled. Someone who has it. That subtle, seductive pull that no one can really put into words but feels instantly. There are three things you need to take care of to be this attractive motherfucker. These are our so-called three fundamentals. Number one, lifestyle. Number two, emotional health. And number three, calibration. Together, these three components form your identity. Which, as you've probably heard me harp time and time again on this blog, is arguably the most important determinant of a person's overall attractiveness. The higher quality identity you embody, the more likely it is that your ex will reach out, let you slip a few times without promptly rejecting you, become reattracted and reinvested, and ultimately start wanting to recommit to you. Below, I'll explain our three fundamentals in detail. Number one, lifestyle. Lifestyle encompasses your hobbies and interests, your style and looks, your career and successes, your social and family life, and your values, attitude, and worldview. Basically, the things you consciously or unconsciously choose to be important to you. Why is a quality lifestyle so crucial? Think of it this way. Who would you prefer to date? A dull, needy, and unambitious deadbeat who has nothing going for them, or this well-traveled, educated, and confident guy or girl with amazing hobbies, a successful career they love, and loving and meaningful social and family life? Exactly. Everyone wants the latter, no one wants the former. That is, except for utter, dull and unambitious deadbeats with nothing going for them. Which brings us to our next point. If you do get your ex back to make things work with them long term, you've got to not only have a quality lifestyle, but one that is similar to theirs. For like attracts like. You seldom see two completely different people dating each other. Poor people usually date other poor people. Fitness fanatics usually date other fitness fanatics. Ambitious intellectuals usually date other ambitious intellectuals. Religious nuts usually date other religious nuts. Now, this doesn't mean you must, for instance, be rich and successful to mend things with a rich and successful ex, but you've got to have at least something going on in that department. The more, the merrier. Number two, emotional health. Emotional health has many facets. It means becoming a high-value, non-needy person. It means overcoming your limiting beliefs, insecurities, shame, and anxiety. It means getting good at asserting boundaries and growing vulnerable to the point of raw fearlessness. Ex keeps disrespecting you. You communicate that if they don't cut it out, you're ending your date. Ex keeps stringing you along and is trying to use you. You stop going out with them. Exes found themselves in a rebound. You think, their loss, I'll find someone better eventually. Ex wants to befriend you. You tell them it's romance or you're simply not interested. Ex grabbed your hand and pulled you close. You go in for the kiss. Ex is being hot and cold. You polarize them immediately, forcing them to settle on one side. Ex tells you you'll never find anyone better. You laugh it off and move on, thinking how the fuck did you ever date such a clueless dipshit? Ex doesn't return your calls for days. You don't fuss about it, and quickly pivot your focus on something more substantial. These are the sorts of responses you can expect to have when you adequately develop in the emotional health department. Think of them as indications that you're on the right track. Now, if no sufficient development in emotional health can be developed on your own, however, you should seek the assistance of a psychologist. No shame in this. You rush to the doctor after you break a leg. So why not rush to a psychologist when your thoughts aren't making you healthier? Number 3. Calibration. Calibration refers to your smoothness or game when interacting with your ex. It's essentially a conglomeration of one's attractive behaviors. How quickly can you spark intrigue and elicit emotional investment? How quick are your comebacks? How quickly can you make your ex feel safe and comfortable around you? How quickly can you notice their emotions and gauge their feelings toward you? How quickly can you impact them emotionally? Calibration even applies to nonverbal communication and recognizing emotions and reactions within yourself. If you're not aware of your own thoughts and feelings, you'll never be able to express them to your ex congruently. Now, while a quality lifestyle and healthy emotional health naturally nurtures the authenticity and effectiveness of one's calibration, a person can also learn it in a vacuum. That is, without ever investing in their lifestyle or emotional health. And although that's a valid option that may lead to short-term reattraction success, it's one I do not recommend picking. For it also leads you to become inauthentic and to start performing. And that never ends well in the long term. Think about it. There's no sense in fretting about busting out an ideal opener, crafting the perfect text message, or having a cool comeback to something your ex said if you still feel emotionally dependent on their validation. So instead, I'd prefer you invest 80% or more of your effort in our first two fundamentals and leave calibration to mainly sort itself out, which it will eventually as a result, and it will be authentic and real, not fabricated because a $47 ebook instructed you to do it. In a way, there is an order of learning these three fundamentals. It's best if you take care of your lifestyle and emotional health first, and only then shift your focus briefly, intermittently, and if need be, on calibration. Good luck.